Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Ito po ang Kalikasan Vigilante. Ako po si Emily Marcelo. Kumusta kayo? Matraffic? Hindi naman masyadong matraffic. Maganda po ang panahon ngayon. Napapansin ba ninyo? Ilang araw na sobra ang init. Maski na daw po sa Tagaytay ay sila ay naka-air condition sa init. Sala sa lamig, sala sa init. Kung hindi bumubuhos ang ulan, hindi ka naman makahinga sa init. And to think, ano na po, Oktubre na. If you remember, nung kami ay bata pa po kami, pag Berna, September, alam mo na, iba na ang hangin, ibang-iba ang amoy ng hangin. Alam mo ng Pasko. Pero ngayon po, akala mo, papasok pa lamang ang Holy Week sa init. Anyway, ngayon pong hapon na ito, ako po ay may panauhin na nakalimutan niyang pumunta dito last week. Pero ngayon po ay talagang minantuman guarding ko siya. At siya po ay napaaga. Siya po ay si Dr. Nina Galang. Siya po ay dating Vice President sa Miriam College for Academic Affairs, and then former Executive Director of the Environmental Studies Institute, at ngayon po ay siya ay consultant. Siya po ay napaka-batang retiree. She looks very young, very pretty. She's a mother, a wife, a grandmother.
Definitely grandmother.
Magandang hapon, Nina.
Magandang hapon, Emily, at magandang hapon sa iyong maraming tagapakinig. And for the information of your listeners, hindi ko nakalimutan, ngunit nakapatong-patong yung aking activities. And I could not let go of the other one. So, but really, mabuti na lang, Emily has forgiven me.
I forgive and forget. Nina, what exactly is your environmental studies institute? Para lang sa kapakanan ng ating mga nakikinig.
Okay. This is the office ng Miriam College na nagpapagalaw at nagko-coordinate ng mga environmental activities ng Miriam College. So we have maraming kaming outreach programs. Meron kaming community sa Tanay, Barangay Laiban, na we have community organizing, tree planting, forest protection, and livelihood. We teach them livelihood and scholarships. Then we help others in their tree planting programs. And we train groups and whoever invites us to give training, pumunta kami. Right now, tinetrain namin all the barangay captains and kagawads of Quezon City, giving them environmental orientation.
Ihimay-mayin natin yan, ha?
Okay.
Okay, doon muna sa, yung mga barangay captain. Ano, paano ninyo ginagawa yun?
Itong mga barangay captains have a three-part training. Primero, binigyan sila ng training na UP. Disaster Risk and Reduction Management.
Ano na naman yun? Anong ibig
sabihin? Well, we know now, with climate change, maraming baha and lahat ng nangyayari, no? Because of the baha. So, it's here and it's gonna be worse. So, paano mag-prepare yung mga barangay? Paano sila mag-respond to these calamities? Yun ang kanilang training
pinapag-aralan ngayon.
Yes. But we give the environmental component.
Like what?
So, as far as DRRM is concerned, disaster risk management is concerned, ano ang mga causes niyan? And how do you protect your barangay, for example, in the proper way? So, hindi lang short term, you have to think of the long term. So, we need more forest parks, urban parks, for example. Pagkatapos, we need urban gardening. And then, of course, lahat ng mga concepts that come with it.
So, how many are they usually there? Ilan silang
in every package kasi they will come in different groups, no? I think there are 4 barangays and each barangay contingent is mga 10 kagawads.
So, yung barangay captain and then the 10 kagawads,
yeah.
They come along.
They come to Miriam College,
uh-oh,
sa Environmental Studies Institute, at doon namin sila binibigyan ng lectures and activities. Yeah. So, we're very heartened na Quezon City at mukhang seryoso na dinidevelop yung kanilang mga leaders. And of course, solid waste management is one of the features, no, of the training. So, yung paghihiwalay ng basura, pagko-compost, pagre-recycle, solid waste management system nila. Yan. So, yun ang aming part, Miriam College's part, signature namin.
Oo. Palagay mo, kasi, you know, I'm wary of this barangay captains. Nung nag-summit si Presidente Arroyo nung araw, kinalampag ko sila, nagpa-summit. Lahat nag-good time sa Maynila. sabi ko ilang percentage doon sa 2000 plus na barangay captains ang natuto, kaya less than 10%.
Well,
nakakaiyak naman.
Talagang kailangang follow up, tutukan. Merong isang portion of their waste na hindi nila maintindihan kung saan ilalagay, hindi na lang nila sikasuhin. They should look for ways kung paano i-dispose, no? So, that's what we're training them in. So, hindi lang, kunyari, meron kang package of cookies. So, iba-ibang components niyan. Meron kang plastic, meron karton, meron leftover crumbs, no? So, where do you put what? So, hindi lang nabubulok at hindi nabubulok. Where will it go? No? Hindi lang bulok, nabubulok o hindi nabubulok. Kung hindi, saan pupunta ito? So, will it go to the factory? Will it go to the soil? Or will it go to the dump site? Kung talagang hindi mo na, wala ka na magagawa dun sa component na yon, no? So, and then dry paper has to be separated kasi iba yan, pag mabasa, hindi na makukuha, no? Hindi bibilin for one thing. So, it's more the principles that we teach, hindi lang yung superficial.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we give them the state of the Philippine environment, of our country, of the world. So, theories as well as practical.
They don't find it esoteric. Nakukuha naman nila.
Yeah, and I shouldn't say surprisingly, pero marami silang alam.
Yes, let's be surprised.
Yeah, marami silang alam. Because when I teach, when I lecture, interactive, no? So I ask them questions. And marami silang alam. I guess
good.
They're educated people also.
After all, Nina, ilan taon na ba tayong nagpupukpuk araw-araw?
Lalo na ikaw.
Lalo na ako. Sabi ko, I never turn it off, yung aking pagle-lecture.
Uh-huh.
May makita lang ako sa elevator na nakatayo. Excuse me, sasabihin ko, ano po ginagawa nyo sa basura nyo? And they will look at me funny, no? I don't care. In 5 minutes, mabubuksan mo na yung utak, uh-huh, nila, hindi ba? Mm-hmm. Kasi magugulat ka na hindi nila nadinig pa yon na pwede palang hiwalayin ang nabubulok sa hindi nabubulok.
Right.
Yung bang, I get surprised myself na, mm-hmm, hindi, ngayon lang yun narinig ito.
Mm-hmm.
Opo, di lalo na ako ma-encourage. Oo. Di pagdating nyo sa bahay, pwede po bang ganito ang gawin nyo? Ay, opo.
Mm-hmm.
Mawawala ang inyong lamok, yung ipis, daga, langgam.
Mm-hmm.
Naku, Nina, lalo na pag, even after talking to them for instance, mga 10 minutes, itatanong mo agad, ang dami nga naming ipis. Ano ba ginagawa ninyong gamot? Ano bang gamot nyo sa ipis?
Mm-hmm.
Eh, di syempre, sasabihin mo, alam nyo, mawawala ang ipis kung wala silang kakainin.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ba?
Yeah.
I was talking about it kahapon. Bert Guevara was here kahapon. So, I was saying, alam mo, Bert, ako'y lumabas ng bahay ko kanina at may naamoy ako nag-i-spray.
Uh-huh.
kasi may garapata yata yung mga aso niya or somebody na something na I had to tell them na huwag kayong mag-spray.
Mm-hmm.
Paliguan ninyo yung aso ninyo. Linisin ninyo yung mga walls para hindi kapitan. Kasi ang gusto natin, Nina, puro shortcut eh.
Yeah, instant.
Instant. Instant gratification.
Yeah, and they... kailangan malaman nila that that's more dangerous than the garapata.
Absolutely.
Yung kanilang spray.
So sabi ko, alam nyo, hindi lamang garapata ang pinapatay nyo, pati tayo.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor has cancer, you know, she's having chemotherapy and
uh-huh.
and she's in the midst of all this. Na naaamoy niya, naku Diyos ko, maloloka naman ako talaga. Kaya pasensya na po yung mga manufacturers ng ano ng pesticide sapagkat nakakamatay po ang inyong mga pinoproduce. You know?
Yeah. And mabuti na lang, the DOH daw naman does not recommend spraying or fumigation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you po.
Yeah, but I don't think they stop
yung iba.
Local governments from doing it.
They should. They should.
Yeah, they should.
Kasi you do not kill this. Everybody knows you don't, hindi niyo pinapatay yung mga lamok.
Yeah.
Binubulas lang ninyo
That's
papunta
right.
sa kabilang
That's
barangay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the strong ones will be the ones to survive. Yung mga weak ones, mapapatay ng pesticide. The strong ones will just hide and then come out and give rise to more
Absolutely.
Na mas malalakas pa.
Alam nyo, sa... kailangan alisin natin talaga, Nina, yung mentality natin na instant gratification, instant solutions, mm-hmm. hindi ba?
Yeah. Yeah. The best solution is a clean house.
Absolutely.
Although, of course, maski ganong kalinis, may ipis pa rin.
No.
They are the hardiest creatures.
No. Alam mo, basta, ano ko yun, Nina, sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I live in a community, I live in a building, no? Pero, bahay mo, pag basta't walang kinakain, basta't yung nabubulok mo ay ibaon mo at yung hindi nabubulok ay linisin mo bago mo itapon, talagang wala talaga.
Good for you kasi meron sa aming banyo eh. Malinis naman yung banyo namin.
Merong kinakain siya.
I guess.
Yes.
What it is.
Yeah. Do you throw away, ano, nililinis mo ba yung mga hindi nabubulok, lata, plastic, bote, papel? Pinapalinis mo muna ba?
The banyo eh. So there's really no waste there.
No, I know, but they travel.
Mm-hmm.
They travel for the banyo, for the water.
Yeah, that's true.
Oo, pero if you, ano, kunwari, ibababad mo yung mga plastic mo na may, yung may pagkain, yung babad sa pail.
Yeah, babad pail.
Tapos, ihang. Hanggang matuyo, wala talaga, Nina. I'm telling you. It's been a long time na nakakita ako ng
ipis
sa bahay ko. At sabi ko nga, pag nakakita ako ng ipis, gumaganon sila, yung bang nagte-turn over, mahahabol mo sila. Kasi, ano ba tawag doon? Mahinang mahina. Anyway, kami po ay magbabalik matapos ang ilang sandali. Paalala mula sa Manila Water, siguraduhin lagi kayong gumagamit ng baso habang kayo ay nagsisipilyo nang hindi tuloy-tuloy ang agos ng inyong gripo at nang hindi masayang ang tubig. Ganon din sa inyong paliligo. Isarado ninyo ang gripo o showerhead kung kayo ay nagsasabunan ng katawan. Ganon din sa inyong paglalaba. I-report ninyo ang anumang makitang tagas ng tubig sa kalye at baka ito sanhi ng putol o sirang tubo sa ilalim ng kalsada para makumpuni nila ito kaagad kung sa kanila ito o kaya ng Maynilad kung sa kanila namang lugar ito. Ilagay lang ang inyong pangalan, contact number at lugar kung saan nakita ang tagas at ipadala ninyo sa aking cellphone na 0917-533-1122. Ang tubig na matitipid natin ngayon ay tubig na magagamit ng ating mga anak at apo sa kinabukasan. Kung walang tubig, walang buhay. Isang paalala ng Manila Water. Kami po ay nagbabalik at ang akin pong panauhin ay si Dr. Nina Galang. Siya po ay consultant ngayon sa Miriam Environmental Studies Institute. doon sa may sinabi ka kanina na livelihood program, ano naman yung tinuturo ninyong livelihood sa mga barangay din?
Doon sa Tanay, yung aming community that we have, we're working with, no? Well, one of them is preparation of seedlings. Kasi marami ngayong reforestation programs.
Oo, totoo.
Many schools, many companies, they adopt several hectares.
Oo.
And kailangan ng seedlings.
Oo.
And now, ang talagang pinapromote namin ay yung native trees.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen our book?
No.
We have a new book, Philippine Native Trees 101. And alam mo ba na we have 3,600 indigenous trees, Filipino?
Wow.
Yeah, many of them are endemic, meaning
talaga dito
lang, no? And so, meron na kaming among our member organizations. I'm also heading the Green Convergence for Safe Food, Healthy Environment, and Sustainable Economy. It's a coalition of networks, organizations, and individuals with a green lens, no? With the environmental perspective. Mm-hmm. So one of our members is Hortica Filipina. Ang kanilang trabaho is to propagate native trees. Kasi nawawala na sila because many times people prefer imported trees, no? For status
kasi,
symbol.
Kasi ang imported trees, instant. Masyado tayong instant. Mabilis.
Well, yeah.
In 5 months,
yeah,
makikita
mo na. The DNR was promoting yung fast-growing alien trees, no?
Yes, oo.
But hindi, well, of course, they should know na we also have native fast-growing trees.
Yes, Aratilis is one.
Yeah. Okay.
Napakabilis noon in 6 months. Alam mo naman ako, 3 feet lang ako, no? Mataas agad yun.
Okay. So, anyway, we put out that book. So, now, yung mga seedlings that they are preparing, kailangan native to the area.
Oo.
Oh, and so, that's one livelihood that they're going into.
So, yung live nagpapatubo sila.
Yes. So,
alam mo, Nina, related to that, may in-advisean ako noon na isang army general. Sabi ko, doon sa kanyang, isang kampo niya, sa camp niya, no? Sabi ko, bakit hindi ka tumulong, hindi mo gawing hanap buhay ito sa mga tao? Why don't you ask the families na maghanap sila ng mga wildings around the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung bang ganyang kaliliit basta buhay, ilagay nila sa lata. Kailangan buhay na, no? Tapos bilhin mo ng piso o 2 piso.
Mm-hmm.
So he initiated it. Mm-hmm. Malaki daw karato lang inilagay niya na 'yun mag itinda sa office niya yung mga wildings, yung mga seedlings. Ang mga pamilya daw, kung magpunta sa kanya, may dalang 120 seedlings o 70 seedlings. Eh, nagkakapera tuloy yung pamilya.
Yeah.
Ngayon,
wonderful.
Yeah. Ngayon, meron na siyang nursery.
Mm-hmm.
At saka, instead na puputuli ng gardener yung mga seedlings, hindi ba? Eh, di, anuhin mo lang naman yung scoop it. Tapos, kailangan lang buhay yung ugat, hindi ba?
Yeah.
Sa if you want your communities doon sa Kanlubang, dinala ko yung general doon eh. Nakita niya, you can gather mga million seedlings doon.
Mm-hmm.
Pinapatay lamang, lalo na sa golf course ng Kanlubang, pinapatay lang yung pinuputo
lang. Sayang.
So, communities, ina-announce ko po sa inyo, magdala kayo ng mga lata na meron ng lupa, i-scope lang ninyo yung iba, matataas na.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after a while, makikita mo, wala na, pinutol na o sinigan. Mm-hmm. Sayang, hindi ba?
Yeah. That's a very good way. You hit 2 birds, no?
Yeah.
Kikita sila and then magpo-promote pa sila ng reforestation.
And I wish the barangays will implement that or ano tawag doon? i-ano nila, gawin nila yon sa kanilang mga barangay.
Right.
Kasi doon lang sa paligid natin, yung mga galing sa pupo ng birds, yun ay buhay na buhay agad.
Yeah.
Kung saan-saan mo nakikita.
Na oo.
Dito lamang sa itong Rosario Bridge, makikita mo yung mga, may mga punong ng aratilis doon sa in between the ano, in between sa bridge. Diba may tumutubo?
Yeah.
Galing yun sa ano? Sa
droppings.
Droppings, oo. Eh, siyempre, bubunutin yun para patayin, hindi ba? Sayang.
Yeah. Yeah, I think every after every course na pagtuturo namin doon sa mga barangay gagawads, meron silang mga action plan. And usually, ang isang plano nila is to have urban gardens and urban forests.
Good.
Kung saan meron silang empty lots, doon sila magtatanim. So, maganda. We're very encouraged. Of course, after this, kailangan i-monitor para...
Or they themselves kumisa. Should monitor it.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
Oh.
Pero... I think they will, the Environmental Studies Institute will take it upon itself to monitor. Para lang third party, third eye.
Oo.
Mm-mm. So, we're very encouraged. So, itong sa Tanay, this is our second community.
Ano yung first mo muna?
The first was in Biaknabato National Park sa Bulacan.
Oh, ano nangyari doon?
Oh, very good. The end point was we... organize them into a federation of people's organizations. Ang pangalan, Sama Ka Ba? Samahan ng mga mamamayan para sa Biaknabato. No? So, ang aming tinuro sa kanila, besides yung pag-replant, preparation of seedlings, we taught them tourist guiding.
How is that?
Dahil ang Biaknabato is a very historical place at saka culturally rich also and environmentally important kasi meron dong a very important aquifer, merong spring.
Really?
Yeah, dun sa Cibol Springs.
Buhay pa ba yun?
Buhay. Buhay. Pero na-affect ng marble quarrying.
Oh,
kaya nila, in-oppose namin yun. Ano? Kasi, but even yung mga people themselves, nakikita na humihina yung kanilang tubig dahil
syempre,
sa marble quarrying.
Syempre.
Oo. And it's really pure water.
Oh, yeah. Bukal eh.
Bukal. And you know, Cibol Springs used to be the Tagaytay of before.
Really?
Yeah. It was cool.
Saan nga yun? San lugar
that's
yun?
In San Miguel, Bulacan.
Mm.
And makikita mo meron pa silang baths. You know, noon, families would go there, rent a room. Kasi doon lumalabas yung tubig na clean na clean, no? So anyway, meron pa akong pictures of earlier. My parents and grandparents na they would spend vacation there.
Oo.
Parang Baguio of now or Tagaytay,
no? Resort.
It was a resort
veritable
place.
Veritable resort.
Oo. So yon na-affect yung tubig from the marble quarrying and deforestation. So, because it's very culturally rich, magandang trek, so tinuruan namin sila how to guide tourists and tell them about the caves, the biodiversity, kung paano nila ginagamit yung mga plants doon para sa kanilang pagkain, pang-asim, pang-gamot. So, meron silang stake in keeping the forest alive. Kasi pag nawala na yon, wala na silang tourist
na.
Guiding, di ba?
Wala na rin silang tubig.
Wala rin na rin tubig, of course. Oh. Pero at least, kasi importante din yung economic aspect.
Oo,
no?
Totoo. Yeah. You cannot expect one to thrive without the other.
Correct. Correct.
Oo. Yeah. Kailangan talaga may economic ano eh.
Oo.
Where do you think itong mga nagsilpo pa nagmushroom na mga how do you call it? Yung mga I'm having a Google moment.
Ano?
Yung mga kumukuha ng ano basura natin, mm-hmm. ano tawag doon? Yung mga bumibili ng basura natin.
Mga junk shops.
Junk shops. Boy, I cannot believe I couldn't remember junction. I could see it in my mind. Oh, bakit nagkaroon ng mga junk shop? Dahil sa economic component. Nakita nila na ang lakas-lakas pala nito. Mm-hmm. Malakas pa kaysa mag-uopisina ka. Hindi ba? Mm-hmm. Which is really true.
Yeah. Nako, yung aming junk collector. Wow, you should see your jewels. Maski nangongolekta siya ng
basura,
recyclables sa aming subdivision. Wow, ang ganda-ganda ng kanyang mga earrings and rings. Talagang wealth is garbage.
I mean, sabi nga ni Bert kahapon, ano, kung alam ito ng lahat ng tao, itong ginagawa natin, sabi niya, Emily, kung alam ng tao ito, lahat na many among us will open junk shops kasi it's really profitable. Madumi nga lang, hindi social, hindi, you know, pero may pambibili kayo ng inyong mga bling.
Diamante.
Oo.
At brilyante.
Oo.
Oo. So, yung
sasibol pa rin.
Yun, okay, so that's one. And then, tinuruan din naman yung mga women in catering. So, pag meron mga big groups na who will want snacks and lunch, so sila nag-cater. So, again, it's another livelihood component. And Biak na Bato is supposed to be one of the highest visitorship. Has one of the highest visitorships in national parks now.
Really? Yeah. Even now?
Even now. Hmm. So, you go there Saturdays. Ang dami-daming mga estudyante, groups of students mainly, no? So,
how is
happy
it?
About that.
Is it, I'm so stoops, no? Hindi pa ako nakapunta doon, pero is it really merong lugar for trekking?
Yes.
For eating?
Meron ng bathing? Meron ng, it's not a commercial resort.
Okay.
No?
It has maintained its
kailangan nature ang pinupuntahan doon. So, the government nung centennial natin, naglagay ng path. So, may concrete steps and merong hawakan, no?
Handrail.
Handrail. So, hindi sila pumupunta kung saan-saan.
So, talagang ano sila?
Guided.
Guided.
Oo, guided. So, there's a shed na ngayon maganda na and pwedeng kumain doon ng mga tao for their lunch. Hindi masyado ang swimming.
Dahil?
Because it's not supposed to be really parang swimming pool eh. Yung river, yung Bato River, and masarap kasi na-feel mo yung agos eh. Pero hindi malaki yon.
So, pwede ka mag-soak?
Just dipping, yeah. Soaking.
Dipping.
Oo, oo. Hindi talagang maglalapping and all that. Oo.
That's good enough.
Yeah, and of course, the bat cave, you can see the bats.
Really?
Yeah. Big. Tawag nga nila doon, bahay ng paniki.
Oo.
And Katipo ng Eros used to stay there to hide from the Spanyoles.
Ano yon? Is it lit? Or is it dark?
No. Walang, it's natural lighting.
Natural?
Natural lighting.
So it's
bright enough.
It's bright enough.
Yeah.
There are
many caves. There are 100 caves there.
Really?
Yeah. But this bayan ng Paniki is the biggest one and the most.
And people go and
people go.
Hindi naman sinisira yung...
Hindi. Alam mo ang maganda dito. When we were on that project, meron kaming funding, no? We were there for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a phase-out period.
Oo.
We had a phase-out period. So, we trained them para pag wala na kami, sila na mag-aalaga, no? And they're doing very well. They are protecting the area themselves. And then, pag meron silang kailangang i-rally sa DNR, sila na ang pumupunta sa opisina ng DNR. Mm-hmm. They mobilize, they are organized. And madalas sinusuportahan na lang namin. Noon silang sumusuporta sa amin pag nag-oppose kami ng marble quarrying. Ngayon sila na sa front.
Okay. Kami po ay magbabalik matapos ang ilang sandali. Ito po ay paalala galing sa Ayala Land. Ayala Land, enhancing land, enriching lives for more people. Did you know that Market Market gives new life to old banners by turning them into fashionable tarpaulin bags? This is just one of the ways Ayala Malls appreciates the earth. Support our Green Fridays project. Bring your reusable bags every Friday at Ayala Malls. Huwag na kayong lalabas ng bahay kung wala kayong dalang reusable bags dahil hindi na po ngayon nagbibigay ang maraming establishments ng plastic bags. Yun po ay paalala ng Ayala Land.
Tell me your name, you're lovely, please tell me your name. Just when I thought this would be one of those boring games, you walked into these feelings, you looked at me and smiled. My heart unfroze and started going wild. Can you imagine this? The confusion of first love, or return to wondering if the magic of love was this? You merely said hello,
hello,
and my mind didn't stop and go. Can it possibly be the future for me is you? Tell me your name, I must know, won't you tell me your name? Insane, just frightened that you might go. Don't go, please stay beside me. Wait until I can tell you all my schemes. Chasing rainbows, spinning dreams, finding someone to love. Just frightened that you might go. Don't go, please stay beside me. Just wait until I can tell you all my schemes. Chasing rainbows, spinning dreams. Tell me please your name. Tell
yung clear.
Ito po ang Kalikasan Vigilante at ang akin pong panauhin ay si Dr. Nina Galang. Ako po si Emily Marcelo. Kung gusto ninyong sumali sa usapan natin, ang numero po dito ay 631-2647 and you'll be put on the air. Dr. Galang, hindi ba nag-ano ka? You had a, recently you had a big forum. Mm-hmm. State of the Nation, SONA?
State of Nature Assessment.
Oh, State of... SONA rin. Meron din silang SONA. Ipaliwanag mo nga kung ano yon.
Yes. This is an annual... Every year, meron kami nito, no? So, we talk about how the environment of the Philippines is already, no?
Kung ano pulso.
Kung ano na ang nangyayari sa gubat, sa dagat,
sa hangin,
sa basura, sa hangin, etc. So, madalas, we organize that pag malapit din sa SONA ng presidente.
Kaya SONA rin kayo.
Oo, kaya SONA din kami. But madalas nahihirapan kami kasi ang dami-daming activities around that time. And marami ding mga groups na nagbibigay ng own sauna nila from the economic point of view, from political point of view, ganyan-ganyan sa amin, environmental of course, no? So this year, we had it August 7 sana, pero hinabagat, habagat kami.
Sunod-sunod yun.
So parang yun na nga yung message no, ng environment. So we had it August 28. Mm. So this year, pinakita namin ang epekto ng kalikasan and ang pagkasira ng kalikasan sa buhay ng mga basic sectors. Yung mga talagang nakatira malapit sa kalikasan.
Sa dagat.
Sa dagat, sa mga isda, sa mga indigenous peoples, mga magsasaka, mga babae, at saka yung mga labor
manggagawa.
Groups, manggagawa, So nagbigay din kami ng questionnaire no to na sinagot ng mga representatives from different regions. Ang tanong namin ano ang mga problema ng kalikasan o kapaligiran sa inyong lugar? Tapos paano ito naaapekto ang inyong buhay? And ano naman ang inyong maipapayo sa gobyerno?
Anong solusyon?
Oo. At kayo mismo, ganyan. So, lumabas talaga itong mga guests namin na nagsalita about their experiences, talaga daw yung mga pagmimina, illegal logging, talagang naaapekto yung kanilang lupa. Humihina ang kanilang ani, humihina ang kanilang huli na isda, no? O syempre, anong mangyayari? Wala silang pera pambili ng kung ano-ano.
The
basic necessities. Oh. So, nagugutom sila, magkakasakit sila, hindi makapasok ang mga bata. So,
yung tuhog-tuhog.
Tuhog-tuhog, tuloy-tuloy na, no? And then, so these were lima sila. But yung amin, gumawa din kami ng survey from which we gave to representatives kasi nagkaroon ng summit, poverty summit last year. Binigyan namin sila ng these questions. So, nakakuha kami ng overall picture ng bansa, no? So, we had respondents from Mindanao to Luzon. So, ganun din ang lumabas. So, hindi lang tayo na middle class, urban, aware people about the environment, pero sila, alam nila talaga, alam nila ang cause and effect at ang pagkaduktong-duktong ng problema ng kalikasan, kalidad ng kalikasan sa kalidad ng kanilang buhay.
Totoo yun.
Yeah. So, at naku, yung mga descriptions nila, like yung mining sa Isabela, wala nang bundok, na parang flat na yung bundok talaga. And you know, especially in those places like Isabela, yung bundok nakaka-protekta ng mga tao from the typhoons,
yes,
no?
Oo.
Galing sa Pacific.
Ano ba, finlaten na nila?
Practically flat, talaga wow. Ng kakaiya.
Ang galing.
Terrible.
Ang galing-galing naman ng mga minero natin, ano?
Grabe. And then, yung black sand mining sa Cagayan. Alam mo ba, usually, iniisip natin ang pagmimina sa bundok. But now, minimina yung sand sa ating coastal areas.
Sos, Diyos ko, mahabagin.
Minimina yung ating agricultural lands kasi merong minerals sa ilalim. You know, nauubos ang ating lupa, hindi lang yung mga lupa na bulubundukan, kung hindi yung nasa kapatagan.
Yung
parang
lumiliit
yung ating bansa.
Oo.
At ine-export natin sa ibang bansa dahil doon nila pinaprocess.
Yung earth, ano? Tayo ba yung, ano yung pinaprocess na yun?
Merong nickel, merong iron.
Sino naman ang mga may-ari nito?
These are Chinese, Koreans.
Wow. Sila yung mayaman, tayo ay pahirap ng pahirap.
Exactly.
Galing. So, I love it.
You know, we are giving away our lands.
We're killing ourselves.
We're killing ourselves. Talaga kung we're shooting ourselves in the foot, in the mouth, in the head.
Yes. No, we are killing ourselves. We are inaano natin ang kinabukasan ng ating mga kaapo-apuhan.
It's terrible.
Yeah, we're trying to we're robbing, ninanakawan na natin ang ating future. Yung
I
future,
think that's a,
diba?
Tama yung,
we are
that's
rubbing
how to
our,
look at it. Yeah.
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 What, for a few million, ano? Sino ba ang yumayaman dyan? I'm sure meron silang counterpart na Filipino. You know.
Pwede, I don't know. Kasi, yung mga naman, yan, for example, yung mga small scale, they call it small scale. Kasi, but it's not small scale.
Of course.
Ang small scale, ang kanilang mga tools ay kailangan mga, yung handheld lang, no? Mga shovels, ganyan. Pero
ito,
hindi, backhoe. Mga backhoe.
Oh my goodness. Yung bang short.
Terrible. So, ang
but
mga
allowing
local
this?
Governments, mayors,
mayors,
barangay captains are
yon.
Allowing it.
You know, those are the, kung meron tayo, Nina, ng mga anong, anay sa bahay, yan ang mga anay sa ating buhay.
Mm-hmm.
Yan ang anay ng mga Pilipino. Yung mga little-minded na government officials na they're only thinking up to their noses. Hindi nila nakikita yung buong picture.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ba?
Yeah.
Ngayon, mayaman sila. Pero hanggang ilang generation lang, baka second generation lang.
Pati after yung mga that, anak nila ma-affect.
Later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, for example, sa Cagayan, yung shore, di ba, they're supposed to build so many meters away from the shore. Eh, pag mahula na yung shore dahil in-export na, the waves, ang lapit-lapit ng sa kanilang mga settlements. It's really awful.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Na si Lita, taga ano siya, she was a guest in my other show last time, in the other program. Pumunta siya sa, ano, nakikiusap sa mga government officials. Doon daw sa coastline sa Ilocos, sa San Fernando ba yun? Basta coastline.
Mm-hmm.
Tayo pala ay napakadaming semi-precious stones. Mm-hmm. Ay talaga daw kung hakutin por tonelada. Yun daw kanilang highway.
Uh-huh.
Wala na daw yung highway na ano na, na-erode na. Dahil kung i-backhoe yung mga semi-precious stones.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Totoo yun. That was how many years ago? 10 years ago? Eh, baka wow. Wala na yung ano doon. Baka na, ano na, naanod na yung roads.
Mm-hmm.
Ilang million lang ba yan? Ang dali-daling mawala ng million, hindi ba? What are they gonna do? Yung buong Ilocos, ibabackhoe nila?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so what happened?
For example, doon sa Cagayan, meron ng cease and desist. Pero
yeah,
hindi
magkano
ina,
pa rin,
ano.
Magkano.
Yeah, did you listen to the expose sa isang channel last Saturday? Large-scale mining, meron na talagang orders from the government. They're not obeying. Ano
why should
ba?
They obey? Nina, I know, you know, tayo magka-age tayo. We already know what's gonna happen. Hindi ba? All of this, may mga batas na yan, Nina. We have enough laws to give us wings to fly. We're already developing feathers from all the laws we have.
Mm.
Pero may nakikinig ba? Yun na lang, sabi ko nga lagi yung traffic lights, suggestions lang yun.
Yeah.
They are not laws. Lahat dito ay ano, suggestments. Nina, I've lived in this country too long to know. And then people ask me, why don't you read the papers? No. Alam ko na mangyayari. Like sabi mo nga, ito may cyst and desist.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's listening, right?
Blatant.
Nobody's listening. Because they're so far away. Who is to, ano, who is to,
yeah. Well, kailangan mga ganyan, mga expose na mga,
yeah, but puro na lang tayo expose, Nina.
Well, hopefully it's making a dent. Hopefully yeah. Naman, yeah.
Kami po ay magbabalik matapos ang ilang sandali. Wala. No, it's okay. We will continue talking. So Nina, what do you suggest we do?
Well, marami namang grupo ngayon na talagang tumututok sa pagmimina, no? So, sa pamumuno ng Alyansa Tigil Mina, pero practically lahat ng ng mga sektor, opposed to mining na, to large-scale mining, kasi ang dami-dami ng violations, even with mine tailings, with yung their social accountability to the communities. So, ang dami-dami ng Pilipino are opposed to mining.
But nothing is happening, Nina.
Yeah.
We can show our opposition, we can voice our opposition, but
alam mo, unti-unti, unfortunately.
You know what will happen, Nina, pag wala nang minamine, wala nang minimina, wala nang pinuputol na puno, doon tayo maghihinto. Yung talagang we're barren at tayo ay hinahagupit na ng tubig sa dagat. But we will be back, friends, pagkatapos po ng ilang sandali.
The stars are all aglow, the moon is on the rise, the love light we know is gleaming in your eyes. I'd love to go walking in the moonlight with you. It's the perfect time, the evening is young, why let it go to waste? A love song is sung, ever gently, not in haste. I'd love to be kissing in the moonlight with you. It's the perfect thing to do. We'll fly to Venus and Mars, play with the stars, run circles and rings round the moon, humming our favorite love songs with the sounds of the night in tune. The breeze caressing your hair, the moonbeam on your face, the setting's romantic, it invites us to embrace. So let me go walking in the moonlight with you. To Venus and Mars, play with the stars, run circles and rings round the moon, humming our favorite love songs with the sounds of the night in tune. The breeze caressing your hair, the moonbeam on your face, the setting's romantic, it invites us to embrace. So let me go walking in the moonlight with you. Walking in the moonlight this lovely evening with you.
Ito po ang Kalikasan Vigilante at ang aking pong panauhin ay si Dr. Nina Galang ng Miriam College dati.
No, it's Miriam now.
Yeah. Now let's talk about GMO.
Okay.
How do you feel about, of course, how do you feel about it?
I'm totally against it.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Theoretically, just from the theory, talagang masama because we are intruding into life dun pinaka basic na basic unit, yung genes. So yung genes ang
how can you tell that to the people,
no,
to
ma,
the common folk,
hirap, ano,
yung hibla, yung how do you, yung pinaka ano natin, pinaka, I don't know how to explain genes, but anyway.
Well, ikaw, Emily, you look like yourself because of your set of jeans. And so do I, no? Palitan mo ang isang jean lang dyan, mag-iiba ka na.
Magkakasungay ka na.
Oo, baka maging duling ka na. O yung ilong mo. Nasa noo, ganyan, no? So, that's the most graphic na pag, yan ang pwede nating baka maintindihan ng madla, no? Pero ginagawa yan sa nilalaro, ating mga kinakain.
Nilalaro nila
ang ginawa ng Diyos, no? And multinationals ay ginagawa yan sa ating kinakain. So pinapalitan nila yung pinapakialaman yung ginawa ng Diyos. So yung corn, yung mais, pinalitan nilagyan nila ng gene ng bacteria. Tapos yung bigas, gusto nilang pakialaman, talagang nilalabanan natin yan. Kasi,
bakit daw? Ano naman ang gagawin sa bigas?
Sa bigas, para daw magkaroon ng vitamin A, beta-carotene, vitamin A.
Diyos ko, maluloka naman
ako, no? Of course, parang for, pag marinig mo lang yon para vitamin A enriched, okay, maganda. But the effects of changing, pag pinalitan mo na yung genetic makeup, hindi mo alam kung ano mangyayari.
Kaparis po sa mais. Nilagyan nila ng bacteria para daw hindi na kailangan gumamit ng pesticide, hindi yes. na kailangan lasunin. Kasi merong corn borers, yung worm, yung bang may makikita ka sa mais na naninira noon, yung bang ano, yung worm, ano. Pero napansin nila ngayon na lumakas lalo yung ano, yung mais, yung mga peste.
That's right.
Yung worms.
That's right, yeah.
Hindi na nila ngayon makontrol.
Mm-hmm.
So, lalong gumrabi. Imbis na bumuti, gumrabi pa.
Gumrabi pa. So, for a while, for maybe one or two seasons, mapapatay. But then, nag-mutate yung peste. So, they have
to
use pesticides ulit.
Oh.
Tapos, mayroong mga pesticido na weed killer na resistant to weed killers kasi pag nag-spray sila ng weeds para mamatay yung weeds, usually humihina din yung plant. So naggawa sila ng mais na resistant to weed killers. Ang nangyari, the weeds became super weeds in the same ecological way, yeah. Kasi nag-resist na sila ng pesticido. And ngayon sa Amerika, maski ganong kalaki na backhoe, hindi nila matanggal yung weeds.
Hindi nila mapuksa.
Yeah.
Alam niyo, we were talking about it one time, may guest ako sila Beth De Castro. Doon daw sa kanilang maliit na ginagawang sa farms nila. I mean, it's small compared to big industrial farms. They rely mostly on natural natural pests to kill each other,
yes,
like ladybugs.
May
balance. Pero hindi po babalik yung mga peste galing sa yung mga peste, hindi nakakain noong mga hindi mababalanse kung pinapatay natin ang kalikasan, kung panay ang spray natin ng mga pesticide. Mm-hmm. Yung mga ladybugs, mm-hmm. hindi, sabi ko kay Beth noon, hindi babalik yun, hindi pupunta yun sa mga kamatis mo o doon sa mga talong mo kung naamoy nitong mga ladybugs na nag-i-spray ka. Kumbang, if you did not have the patience to wait for nature to balance itself.
Correct.
Eh, wala tayong ano eh, wala tayong pasensya. Gusto natin kumita agad. Mm-hmm. It all boils down to greed.
Exactly.
However you look at it, don't tell me, oh, we care about the people, we care about... No, it's all caring for money, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alam mo ba na, hindi ba, in the news, ang laki ng drought sa Amerika? They have found out, yung mga talagang natuyo are GMO.
Buti
genetically modified really? Corn and soybeans. Talagang, but I don't know if the Americans know it. Kasi nababasa.
Meron silang denial eh.
Denial,
kasi
oo.
Nga sobra ang isong Monsanto, sobra ang ano nila, ang advertising, na talagang nabalutan na ng kababalaghan yung mga utak nitong American farmers.
Yes.
They blaming it all on ano,
climate change, yeah. Pero nakikita nila ngayon, of course, climate change affects all the farms,
all of us,
no? Pero yung mga organically grown are thriving. It's the genetically modified crops na natutuyo. Because walang balance eh. So even yung soil moisture, nawawala. So, but unfortunately, yung mga regulators, I think, in cahoots,
yun?
No?
Oh, yeah.
So, hindi sinosuppress yan, yung information.
Ang nakakatakot ngayon sa nangyayari, siyempre po, ang mundo ikot ng ikot, yung mga GMOs, hindi natin alam, baka naapektuhan na rin yung mga hindi GMOs.
Yun
kasi,
ang problema.
Ano eh,
Contamination.
Yeah. Nahawa-hawa.
Yeah, yeah.
Hindi mo naman masasabi sa mga birds at sa mga ano peste na, oy, GMO ito, huwag ninyong kainin ito, ha? Siyempre, they're all whirling around, they're all moving around.
Yeah. Even the wind can carry the pollen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, eventually, Nina, we don't have to have wars. I always say it.
Mm-hmm.
We're killing ourselves.
That's true. And it's so unfair. Kasi
it's so unfair.
Tayo, we want, at hindi pa masyadong laganap sa atin yung pagpa-plant. Pero nasaan, sa pagkain na din natin yan. May corn syrup, may soya lecithin, na mga candy bars, mga processed foods. Those are probably from genetically modified corn.
Exactly. Kaya nga po, ditong programang ito at yung mga kaparis nila Nina, kaparis namin, sinasabi natin sa mga nakikinig, magtanim kayo ng pwede ninyong kainin. Yung pwede sa pamilya natin, pwede sa ating komunidad. Kung pwede, magtanim tayo ba sa paso, sa lata. That's the only way we can save ourselves.
That's true. Kasi alam mo kung ano yung tinanim mo. And also, you know, marami sa ating mga pagkain ay hindi pa genetically modified. And they are so nutritious. Ang ating malunggay, ang ating alugbati, ang ating coconut is supposed to be so healthy,
absolutely.
No?
Yeah.
Yung ating mga native vegetables and fruits, yun ang ating kainin na. Huwag na tayong kumain ng processed foods. First of all, kulang konti na ang nutrients niyan. Tapos meron pang lason. So, eat natural, eat local. It's good for everyone.
And plant it yourself if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Medyo nga lang sabi ng iba, mahal daw ang organic. Yeah, of course, it's a bit. Pero kung ayaw, hindi naman kayo babarilin kung kayo mismo ang magtanim, hindi ba? Lalo na yung sinasabing mahirap sila. Hindi po, it's not a reason to be hungry eh, yung kahirapan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Nina, final words?
Well, salamat, Emily, at inimbita mo ako ulit, maski nagalit ka sa akin.
Hindi ito last na pag-inkumbida.
Oh, sure. So, actually, meron kaming isang programa every third Friday of the month, Kamayan para sa Kalikasan, sa Kamayan Restaurant. Emily, if you are free, no? We have tackled one environmental issue and then may guests kami and there's free lunch. And anyway, I guess ang mensahe ko na lang para sa ating bansa, para sa ating sarili, para sa ating mga anak, ingatan natin ang kalikasan. Ang mga nakaka-affect ng kalikasan, including ating pagkain. So, eat natural, eat local, to be healthy, and to have a good environment.
Maraming salamat, Nina, sa uulitin. At sa atin po, ipapaalala ko ulit, dalawa lamang ang klase ng basura, nabubulok at hindi nabubulok. Yung nabubulok, ibaon na natin sa lupa. Yung hindi nabubulok, linisin muna natin kasi ito ang pinanggagalingan ng ipis, daga at langgam. At kung kayo po ay may mga flower vase sa bahay ninyo, huwag na kayo mag-flower vase sapagkat yan po ang pinag-iipunan ng lamok. Kung may nakita kayo nagsisiga, busan ninyo yon o sigaan ninyo yung nagsisiga rin. At saka huwag kayong papayag na may nag-i-smoke sa restaurants na enclosed. Yun po ay bawal sa batas. At huwag kayo magte-text kung kayo ay nag-drive. Pwede po ba? Lagi nating tandaan ang pagkalinga sa kalikasan ay nanggagaling mula sa akin at sa iyo. Ito po si Emily Marcelo. Maraming salamat po.